Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morrow Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course, now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morrow Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
Out with the old, in with the new. Are your sprinklers and drip old, tired, worn out, and needing to retire? Call Sean with Premier Irrigation. With 20 years of experience, we bring a new face to efficiency without clowning around. So remember to call Premier Irrigation for all your irrigation and drainage needs. 805-400-8822. That's Premier Irrigation. 805-400-8822.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Friday, November 28th, 2025. I'm Kevin Will.
City of Paso Robles to discuss changes to Sphere of Influence. Annual downtown lighting ceremony tonight. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. It's 35 degrees.
This hour of the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Sam's Tree Service. Getting to the root of the problem. Free estimate, 805-610-8266. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists.
Visit with Peter Lucier at Hearing Aid Specialists.
KPRL News continues at 6:08. Local news is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. The City of Paso Robles has been in the process of identifying areas to add or remove from its decennial Sphere of Influence Municipal Services Review. This review identifies the probable future limits and service areas to the city, reviewing alongside the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, or LAFCO. LAFCO has recommended several areas to be removed from the city's Sphere of Influence, including the East Chandler Ranch area, West 19th Street, North Vine Street, and Nacimiento Lake Drive near Mustang Springs Road. The public comment period for the proposed Sphere of Influence and Municipal Services Review studies is available until December 10th. The City Council will discuss this in its next meeting on Tuesday, December 2nd at 6 p.m. You can attend in person or listen right here on KPRL. Annual Paso Robles Downtown Lighting Ceremony this Friday. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
visit with Peter Lussier at Hearing Aid Specialists. He fixed my hearing aid, gave me an efficient hearing test, and adjusted my hearing aids using computer software. I've had my hearing aids for several years. I never felt they were working properly until Peter fixed the issues. The clarity and volume are wonderful now.
If you have hearing aids or need a hearing aid evaluation, call Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast, 805-460-7385, 805-460-7385.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The City of Paso Robles downtown lighting ceremony will be tonight from 5:30 to 7 p.m. Enjoy candlelight caroling, live music, coffee and cocoa, greetings from city officials, and the arrival of special guests, Mrs. Claus, the Elves, and Mr. Grinch. Come celebrate the start of the holiday season in this free event. Downtown Paso Robles businesses will also be holding a holiday shopping bingo event this Saturday, November 29th. In commemoration of Small Business Saturday, local shops will highlight handcrafted gifts, local art, unique clothing, artisan goods, and dining. Participating businesses will be offering holiday shopping bingo pages. Completed blackout cards can be turned in for a chance at $350, $150, and $75 gift cards at participating locations. The deadline to purchase tickets for the Templeton Christmas Tree Auction is approaching. The Paso Robles and Templeton Chamber of Commerce invite you to this festive night at the Spring Hill Suites in Atascadero, Thursday, December 4th, from 5:30 to 8:30 p.m. This night will honor Templeton's finest and support local nonprofits. Templeton Citizen of the Year for 2025 is the German family of the Templeton Feed and Grain. Two outstanding businesses, ABI Engineering and Waste Connections Chicago Landfill, will also be honored. And of course, the night will have the annual beloved Christmas Tree Auction, where fully decorated trees with themed gifts will go to the highest bidders and raise funds for local charities. The evening will also feature delicious food and live entertainment. You can go to PasoRobles.com to purchase your individual ticket or a table for 10. Tickets will go on sale for the 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea starting Monday, December 1st. This event, hosted by the Paso Robles Main Street Association for the Children of Paso Robles, will be held Saturday, December 20th. Children are invited to bring their favorite teddy bears to the Teddy Bear Affair, held at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom, 1232 Park Street, from 2 to 4 p.m. Tickets include snacks, refreshments, a commemorative teacup saucer, drawings, dancing, and special guests, Santa and Mrs. Claus, the Snow King and Queen, the Mischievous Elves, and Victorian Friends. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult. Adults must purchase a ticket themselves if they wish to accompany their child to the event. Tickets can be purchased at my805tix.com starting December 1st. A reminder that city facilities for Paso Robles will be still closed today. The library will also remain closed through Saturday, November 29th. In sports for the NFL, yesterday, the Cowboys beat the Chiefs 31-28, the Packers over the Lions 31-24, the Bengals beat the Ravens 32-14. Tonight, the Bears will face the Eagles. In the NBA, tonight the Clippers will face the Grizzlies, the Lakers will go against the Mavericks, and the Kings will face the Jazz. In high school football, tonight, the Templeton Eagles will host Emmanuel from Reedley in their final game of the CIF Division IV playoffs. The Eagles are undefeated so far this season. In Division II, Oreo Grande will travel to Bakersfield. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:13. Now it's time for California News.
We're here to help. At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com. We're here to help.
California headline news. Crowds are hitting the stores this Black Friday looking for deals. The Citadel outlets in Commerce, California have a lot of folks there. They opened at 8 o'clock last night. This shopper got an early start.
I'm hoping to buy all that stuff, like all that. So I'm going to get whatever I can.
National Retail Federation predicting almost 187 million of us will shop between now and Cyber Monday, nearly 3 million more than last year. An investigation continues into an attempted burglary of a Studio City home. This neighbor telling NBC4 she considered it safe.
That's really terrifying, being home alone and somebody breaks in. This is a really safe neighborhood, and it's really disappointing to hear that happened.
The homeowner called police after the suspect smashed a sliding glass door to get in. There were no injuries. And a federal judge ruling that the Trump administration is mistreating detained immigrants in San Francisco. Immigrant rights groups allege that detainees are being held in overcrowded, cold, and dirty cells without basic necessities. I'm John Gilliland, California Headline News. California Headline News, the Monterey County Sheriff's Office suspending their search for Army Specialist Amanpreet Thind, who was swept out to sea Saturday at Sobranos Point near Garapata State Park. Officials say resources will remain on standby just in case. Singer Ray J facing charges after a chaotic live stream where he threatened people with a gun in Southern California. Authorities say he allegedly drew a gun on his estranged wife on Thanksgiving morning. I'm John Gilliland, and you're listening to California Headline News.
Need traffic control for your next project or event? Rent local with Avila Traffic Safety. We've got everything from light towers, message boards, custom signage, and certified crews ready to go. And the best part, every dollar you spend with us stays right here, supporting local jobs, boosting the local economy, and reinvesting your tax dollars into our community. Whether it's roadwork, parades, or public safety, we've got your lane covered. Call us today at 805-461-1600. Thanks for choosing Avila Traffic Safety.
When you use our traffic control services, you can expect the most competitive prices as well as local support. From traffic control plans, pilot car and flagging services, light towers, message boards, aero boards, as well as a full line of traffic safety rental equipment. We have been at your service since 2009 and have traffic safety professionals who are available to discuss your projects as well as your traffic control solutions. For more information, visit us online at avilatraffic.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:17. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. California's iconic navel orange, a signature citrus fruit for the fresh market, arrived in produce aisles right on time this year. Picking started October 9th in Kern County, historically the first region to begin navel orange harvest. Absence of a late summer heat wave and cooler October weather helped the crop reach maturity at a normal time, said Matt Watkins of B Sweet Citrus, a grower, packer, and shipper in Fresno County. As fruit color and maturity develop, harvest will accelerate and move north to other counties. Navel oranges are harvested from fall through spring and may continue into the summer, depending on markets and fruit quality. Early and late varieties help spread out the harvest season, giving growers an opportunity to hit markets when prices are good. Food and Farm News was brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Friday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic was brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced locally owned body shop. Sunny skies today with highs in the low 70s, north-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight, lows in the upper 30s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tomorrow, highs in the upper 60s, east-northeast winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Extended forecast is mostly sunny on Sunday, sunny on Monday, partly cloudy on Tuesday, Wednesday and Thursday, then sunny on Friday next week. Upper 60s Sunday, mid-60s Monday and Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday, mid-60s on Thursday, 66 a week from today. Currently it is 35 degrees and clear in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:19.
Happy Thanksgiving to you from the San Luis Obispo County Tea Party. We all have so much to be thankful for. Faith, family, good friends. Be thankful. Thankful for friends like Gary Adams. Gary is fighting to keep pornography out of our SLO County schools. Hear what is being passed off as free speech without parents' consent at the monthly Tea Party meeting Monday, December 1st, 6 p.m. at Republican headquarters. Come early to meet our friend Gary. Get informed, get involved, stay connected.
As the markets have their ups and downs, real estate remains one of the most stable assets in everyone's portfolio. Hi, this is Cindy Mims, owner-broker of Colony Mortgage, voted best mortgage company in North County 3 years running. We offer conventional FHA, VA, and reverse mortgages and 100% purchase loans for first-time home buyers. Are you a builder and tired of the red tape when dealing with banks and expensive hard money loans? I have a great new option. Or are you 62 years or older? You can possibly eliminate your monthly mortgage payment and get cash in your pocket. At Colony Mortgage, we have hometown service with competitive rates. We have years of experience with creative financing to find that right loan for you. If it's credit issues stopping you, let us help. We move from our 20-year Atascadero location and now offer two convenient locations to meet personally in Atascadero and Paso Robles. Call 805-466-3598. Thank you for supporting your local businesses.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Stuart Varney, and this is the Fox Business Report.
The Chicago Mercantile Exchange is gradually starting to resume operations. Stock futures started trading again at 8:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. CME Globex futures and options markets as well. Stock futures trading halted due to an hours-long outage at the CME. The cause? A data center glitch. Novo Nordisk shares are up Friday. The Danish pharmaceutical giant is the maker of the popular weight loss drugs Ozempic and Wegovy. The U.S. Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services on Wednesday announced new prices for those GLP-1s. Medicare patients will see a 71% discount from their current list prices starting in 2027. And today is Black Friday, which kicks off the holiday shopping season. Tomorrow is Small Business Saturday, and the summer first is Cyber Monday. And that's your Fox Business Report. I'm Laura Cantor, invested in you.
If a Lenovo computer for your business is on your holiday list, don't shop around. Just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com. You'll find exclusive deals on the PCs you want for your business, like the ThinkPad X9 14 Aura Edition and Yoga 7i 2-in-1. So avoid all that shopping chaos and price comparing, and just go directly to the source, Lenovo.com, where PCs are up to 50% off. That's Lenovo.com.
Lenovo, Lenovo.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
Living with diabetes? Don't take your foot health for granted. At San Luis Podiatry Group, with locations in San Luis Obispo and Templeton, we understand how critical proper foot care is to your overall health. For over 20 years, we've had an in-house podorthist, providing expert care and custom solutions. We offer prescription diabetic shoes and inserts, specifically designed to reduce pressure, protect sensitive areas, and help prevent complications. Because when it comes to diabetes, footwear makes a difference. We've been a trusted name in diabetic foot care across San Luis Obispo County for decades. Don't wait. Protect your feet. Protect your health. Call San Luis Podiatry Group at 805-543-7788. San Luis Podiatry Group, your step toward better health.
This is Sunny from the Floral Parlor. Have you ever wondered why memorial flowers are chosen from a book? It seems so impersonal. Your loved one was one of a kind. Their celebration of life should be just as unique. Whether they were a rugged cowboy or a sweet grandma who loved tulips, we take the time to learn about their life and create floral designs that tell their story. Let the Floral Parlor create something special within your budget that adds value to their remembrance. The Floral Parlor in downtown Paso Robles.
I think I heard you coming.
Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, would like to sincerely thank the people of North County for their loyalty and continued patronage. Blake's has remained a favorite in general and industrial hardware and building materials because they care about the customer. They care enough to offer products from companies like the nation's preferred fastener manufacturer, Midwest Fastener. Midwest Fastener offers nuts and bolts in standard and metric sizes, chrome fasteners, deck screws, machine screws, and many specialty products. And don't forget, Blake's carries a full line of Easy Care interior and Weatherall exterior paints. Whether you're a pro or taking on a do-it-yourself home improvement project for the first time, Blake's is here to help with expert advice, tools, equipment, and the products you need to get the job done. Blake's Incorporated, your True Value Hardware Center, open 7 days a week at 17th and Riverside in Paso Robles. Blake's True Value Hardware Center.
Looking for the best golf deal on the Central Coast? The 2026 SLO County Golf Card is here, and it's your ticket to play more golf for less all year long. For only $125, you'll unlock amazing benefits at Dairy Creek, Chalk Mountain, and Morro Bay Golf Course. But hurry, this offer is only on sale through January 1st. With your card, you'll enjoy $15 golf rounds every day after 12 noon, even on weekends at Chalk Mountain Golf Course. Now through March 31st. And on Tuesdays, you can tee off for just $15 all day long. That's not all. You'll also receive a free round at Chalk Mountain, a free round at Morro Bay, a free nine-hole round at Dairy Creek, and a bonus free round on your birthday. So don't miss your chance to make 2026 your best golf year yet. Visit slocountygolf.com today and grab your Slo County Golf Card before January 1st.
Email into the studio, Kevin at KPRL.com. The stream is KPRL.com. Freedom of Speech brought to you by Tachi Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It is the perfect Central Valley staycation. 238-5775, which you can text that number as well. 238-KPRL to join us on the Friday edition here on The Right Choice.
Spanning the globe.
KPRL.
The thrill of victory. And the agony of defeat. The human drama.
KPRL.
This is
The Morning Exchange.
All righty, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, thank you for joining us. Hope you enjoyed your Thanksgiving as the, well, Thanksgiving kind of continues for the next couple of days with friends and family and things going on, including the lighting ceremony tonight in downtown City Park, which if you can't make it, once again, we will be doing the countdown just before 6 o'clock, so you can use the theater of mind, the imagination. The beautiful downtown City Park is lit up for the Christmas holiday season. All right, no sound off this afternoon. Again, holiday schedule, so I've got some specials that, again, pertain to the holiday. By the way, I received a couple of emails and a couple of phone calls wanting to know when I will air the original radio broadcast of It's a Wonderful Life. Well, that'll be closer to Christmas. It was on all day yesterday, by the way, along with Yellowstone.
So you'll air it again closer to Christmas then?
Well, it was on television.
Oh, I see.
All right, so I will do it closer to as I wrap up the getting everybody's work schedule for the sound off to figure all that out. But anyway, it'll be on again, the original radio broadcast. Speaking of that, again, some updated information. I received this Tuesday afternoon after obviously we're off the air. Mr. Valdez will no longer be doing the overnight show. McGraw-Millhaven will be taking over, and that's effective December 1st. December 1st, they cannot, according to what I was told, reach an agreement on a contract. But what's kind of interesting about it is that the network didn't give him an opportunity to say goodbye to his listeners. Which that goes two ways in radio, depending on the circumstances. If it's bitter, they usually don't let you. They want you off the air as soon as possible. So
I'll take it at the word that they told me that they could not reach an agreement, both Westwood and Rich Valdez, on a new contract. So anyway, that's pretty abrupt. And then the real estate show on Saturday is, they're canceling that at the end of December. When I say they, again, that is Westwood One. So I'm working on getting a replacement, obviously, but it's hard to during the holidays because, except for Stu over there at Westwood One, nobody's working. Nobody's working. All right, just a couple of things right there. Chris, I'm sure that you chowed down yesterday a little bit.
I did indeed. We had a wonderful Thanksgiving dinner. That turkey was delicious.
Yep, mine. Linda nailed it. Maybe the best I can remember that she's ever made, because she can make rocks taste good. So it was awesome. There was no cranberry sauce on the table.
Whew, there wasn't for me either, so...
Was there sweet potatoes on the table?
No, there were yams, though, and I'm willing to bet you don't like yams.
No, but you don't have to eat them if you don't like them. But there was the bean casserole on our table.
I'm guessing you didn't touch that?
No, what I do is, because you don't want to... I mean, when you... this is kind of, this is kind of crappy. You know, I came to the station yesterday, and then I left. I got home about 8 o'clock, and Linda's in the kitchen. All right?
All right.
I don't think she left the kitchen until maybe 2 or 3 in the afternoon. All right? I'm sitting there, got the cat on my belly, watching the football games, watching some Yellowstone, and watching the end of myself. When they go through the effort to make all that food...
You have to eat it.
Well, so what I do, though, is I just mix it in with the mashed potatoes, and I put gravy on it.
Okay, so to make it more tolerable for yourself.
Yes.
I understand.
Okay, I couldn't do it just by itself. So, and obviously doing it that way was good. So, folks, you may just want to think about this. Not too much, though, because I don't when I eat something or buy something, I don't look at the calories on it. And Chris, I know you don't either.
Not particularly, no.
Nope, I like it, I like it. Well, the average American yesterday consumed roughly 4,500 calories. Just in the one, the whole day combined.
How many are we supposed to eat a day again?
I have no idea.
Yeah, me neither. So that number doesn't mean much to me.
No, I mean, it's probably more. Again, I have no idea on, what they recommend. What they recommend, but anyway, and the good part is that there's leftovers for the next couple of days, so that's always good, too. All righty, let's see here. We have that, and a couple of stories on a personal thing that I had the other day at the store, I'll do that first. Chris... Phone etiquette, cell phone etiquette. Do you find in certain places in public that people are just downright rude?
Unless they're on speakerphone, it would largely depend on what they're doing. Speakerphone, I think there is no reason to be on speakerphone when you're in public.
How about people walking through doorways or across parking lots, or particularly in doorways, and they move, or they're moving a little slowly, or they even stop while they talk while they're in a doorway?
Now, when you say on the phone, are they calling or texting?
Either one.
Texting is honestly the worst when it comes to walking through doors or like slowing down. Just like find a corner if you need a text, just get out of the way. Calling, if you're slowing down because you're on the phone, I question your multitasking capabilities. It's not that hard to walk and talk at the same time.
It's like chewing gum and walking at the same time.
Right.
The same thing. Okay, so... Here's one that I experienced on Tuesday. I'm in line at a store. It was a grocery store. And there's this lady ahead of me. And, she's getting Thanksgiving stuff. And she is the one... Well, she's... The clerk is ringing up her stuff. Okay. So just as when she's about done, Her phone rings. She picks it up and proceeds to have a conversation there. And it has to do with some of the things she bought. I don't know who she was talking with. But then she started saying, well, take this because so-and-so doesn't want it. So she was already charged for it. And so, you know, the clerk has to go get the manager. Well, you know, I don't know what they do. You know, they have to come over and erase whatever.
Oh, they have to void the items. So she hasn't, like, completed the transaction. Like, the receipt hasn't printed out yet. She's trying to take stuff off the transaction.
Yeah, because she's talking on the phone with somebody.
Okay.
Regarding this. And I'm right behind her. And I don't know why. Maybe it was the holiday season. I didn't say anything. Probably because the clerk is, she's outstanding. She's got a really nice personality and so forth and so on. And she was making the best of it. Let's put it that way.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'm sitting there and I'm staring at this lady thinking, you selfish SOB. Why didn't you take care of this stuff or just simply, you know, get it taken care of before you stand in line? So we're not done yet. Of course, this takes a couple of minutes. She uses the wrong credit card. So that's another issue that has to be taken care of. And then it takes her, I don't know, a minute to then go through her purse. And I'm just, again, I don't know why I didn't go crazy. But anyway, so you selfish SOB. Just, you know, so there are some things in public. One is to talk quietly and respect other people. Apparently, this isn't this lady's DNA.
Okay. If I may, you're calling her an SOB, but you're saying she's a lady.
It's just a term.
I know.
just. Well, maybe she identifies as something else. I don't know. I couldn't tell. Okay, so we have that. And then I don't know how many of you, maybe you know some people who got stuck trying to get into LAX over a couple of days ago. And this was a protest of sorts for the union. The LAX travelers had to abandon cars and walk to the airport as protesters blocked the building during the Thanksgiving rush. The union's co-president defends timing of the protest, says it draws attention to the workers' conditions. Okay, so I don't know why or how long this took, but where were the police regarding this? And this union, it is the concession, I think it's the food concession, Flying Food Group, one of LAX's largest airline catering contractors. And this was a protest outside the airport, the labor dispute. So here's one of the geniuses. Another co-president of the United Local, whatever it is. She says, honestly, people don't care about the people who make food and put it on their plates. We wanted to make a statement. You know, right? You know what, lady? You're right. I don't care about you or the lousy food that you prepare for us. Okay? You chose the job. All right? I'm sure that you consider yourself a hero. But that's how you get some attention, she's saying. It's a busy time, but you're going to convenient other people. So she is saying that people, they don't care about who make the food for the lousy airline food that people purchase to put on their plate that supports their living, those who are making it. So this was a statement made by people who complain that people don't care about them. And apparently, they don't care about people that bought the expensive airline tickets and needed to get to destinations and so forth. Does that help increase the sympathy towards them? I would say a definite no. A definite no regarding that is, you know, who knows? Maybe people miss connections and so forth. Maybe they're heading to the destination for Thanksgiving weekend where this may be the last, depending on the age of the family members or something like that. But you're right. I don't care about you. Again, get another job. That's it. All right. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Folks, as the streets and neighborhoods have gotten more crowded in suburbia, homogenized America, as I like to call it, California has a handful of laws and regulations and how you drive and all that other kind of stuff. And there are some rules. And if you're planning a get-together, it's important now for parking and driving in California. Now, be aware of state law that can help you avoid being ticketed or having your car towed. And I guess it may depend on each place where you live, because one would be, how long can someone legally park in front of your home? And what's the penalty for ignoring the time limit? I don't know that. But there is, again, when we talk about rudeness, it's probably a good idea if you want to be a good neighbor, is if you are having, you know, a bunch of people over for the holidays, nothing wrong with that. But you might want to let some of your neighbors know regarding the issue of, hey, there may be some relatives parking in front of, you know, your house. Is, you know, is that okay? I just, you know, give them a heads up. That would be the thing. But I don't know if it was 48, 72 hours or something like that. So anyway, just something to consider once in a while of being considerate of others. All right, 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Let's see here. Kevin and Chris, happy Thanksgiving. Remember, you are what you eat. well, I ate some turkey, so I guess I'm a turkey.
I ate turkey, mashed potatoes and gravy, stuffing, and a lot of pumpkin pie.
Okay, pecan pie is 450 calories, by the way, in case you're wondering about that. So, anyway, just some things there. And this is not meant to ruin it, because go ahead and eat the food anyway, because it's good. It's good, and we do it every year, and somehow we manage to continue to live and so forth. And anyway, I'm sure that there'll be some things that come out after. Oh, the annual people signing up for the gym. You know, first of the year, they get a New Year's resolution.
All right. I remember a few weeks after New Year's as well is the highest cancellation rate for gyms, too, across the U.S. I think it's, what, Quitter's Day or something like that is what it's called?
I've never heard of that.
I swear we talked about it on the air. It was, I think, one of the trivia questions you had, or one of the questions you asked me about what the meaning behind that day was.
Oh, Quitter's Day?
Something like that, yes.
Well, it's probably maybe on the list here of the goofy things that I have, but it doesn't surprise me, because those that go to the gym on a regular basis, when we see the people come in after the first of the year, we refer to them as, you know, pretty obvious, rookies. Say, oh, look at the rookies. Look at the rookies. And it's like not quite the same as Shawshank Redemption when they make bets. But it is, you know, like, hey, how long do you think this person will be here? And you can almost size them up pretty quickly. It's like, this ain't going to last too long. But at least they tried. At least they tried. And gyms like that, because they, in many cases, it's they're getting membership dues from people who don't use, don't put any wear and tear on the equipment. So it's a good deal for the gyms. So anyway, just a couple things. Also, I found this out yesterday listening to one of the specials, that today is among the busiest day that people call plumbers for some help.
Well, gee, I wonder why that could be.
yeah, I mean, throwing stuff down the sink and all that other kind of stuff with the grease and anything else. So I guess good for the plumbers. But you know what? They probably want a day off, too. Anyway, all right, just a couple of goofy things to start this morning here on The Right Choice. AM 1230 KPRL. Oh, also, I forgot to tell you, there'll be no country store tomorrow morning. We will, what are we going to do? Oh, we are going to expand a pure country for a couple of hours, because on the Saturday after Thanksgiving and the Saturday after Christmas, the country store is dead. It's not worth the 2 hours. So nobody's having yard sales. No. All right. So there we go. And we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage in Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. The city of Paso Robles has been in the process of identifying areas to add or remove for its decennial sphere of influence review. This review, alongside the San Luis Obispo Local Agency Formation Commission, will discuss current recommendations in the next meeting on Tuesday, December 2nd at 6 p.m. Public comment for the proposed sphere of influence review is available until December 10th. Tickets will go on sale for the 35th annual Victorian Teddy Bear Tea starting Monday, December 1st. This event, hosted by the Paso Robles Main Street Association for the Children of Paso Robles, will be held Saturday, December 20th at the Paso Robles Park Ballroom. Tickets are $10 per child and $20 per adult. Adults must purchase a ticket if they wish to accompany their child. Details of these and other stories coming up. Plenty of sunshine today with highs in the low 70s. It's 34 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero, the best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care, all your vehicle needs, everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Angelo Bavaro. A tragic update about the 20-year-old National Guard member who was allegedly shot by an Afghan national in D.C. on Wednesday.
U.S. Army Specialist Sarah Beckstrom of Somersville, West Virginia, one of the two National Guard members savagely attacked in Washington, D.C., died on Thanksgiving Day. He added the second service member wounded in the attack, 24-year-old Andrew Wolf, is still fighting for his life.
Fox's Carmen Roberts. The suspected shooter is believed to have entered the country in 2021. President Trump posting on Truth Social late Thursday night, quote, "I will permanently pause migration from all third world countries to allow the U.S. system to fully recover." He also says he will end all federal benefits to non-citizens. America is listening to Fox News.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, "Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Lindsay and Greg from K-John's Jewelry Company here. Do you want to buy jewelry online, but you are scared the piece of jewelry will not be the quality it claims to be? Have you done tons of online research, but you don't know the vital quality aspects to look for when purchasing jewelry?
K-John's Jewelry Company is here to help. We're a family and veteran-owned local business. We have a nice selection of quality jewelry that is priced competitively with the internet jewelry stores. And most of our pieces are proudly made in the USA.
If we don't have exactly what you have fallen in love with on Instagram, we can design it for you or order it from the hundreds of other designers we partner with. We are the best of both worlds, a local family-run business, and we can provide exactly what you want for a great value. We shop for you for diamonds and jewelry pieces the way we shop for ourselves. The absolute best quality for the absolute lowest price.
And remember, we gladly pay the sales tax for active duty and retired veterans. Come see us at 5255 El Camino Real in Atascadero or chat with us at kjohns.com or on Instagram.
Let's be honest, everyone hates putting up Christmas lights. So why not just skip it this year? The truth is, it's not about the lights. It's about creating the memories. It's about seeing the kids' faces light up and not spending all day hanging up lights. I'm Aaron King, the owner of Slow Holiday Lights. We handle everything you need to make this holiday season the most memorable yet. We design, install, maintain, and store the beautiful Christmas lights so you don't have to lift a finger. No ladders to fall off of, no tangled lights to mess with, no stress, period. Look us up at slowholidaylights.com.
This Thanksgiving, celebrate with Allegretto.
surrounded by beauty, flavor, and the joy of gathering together. Join Allegretto Vineyard Resort Thursday, November 27th for an elevated Thanksgiving buffet filled with chef-inspired dishes, citrus-braised salmon, prime rib, to roasted turkey with sage gravy. Savor every bite, sip house-selected wines, and let Allegretto take care of the rest. Reservations required. Allegretto Vineyard Resort, or call 805-369-2503.
10 and a half minutes away from 7, time for sports, brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
A three-course meal on Thanksgiving to kick off NFL Week 13. The Packers topped the Lions 31-24. Jordan Love matched his career high with 4 touchdown passes, 2 of them coming on fourth down.
Very big. I think to be able to go out there on fourth down and execute and make some big-time plays is really the difference in that game right there.
The Cowboys held off the Chiefs 31-28. Patrick Mahomes also had 4 TD passes, 2 of them on fourth down. But Dallas coach Brian Schottenheimer credits a total team effort for their third win in a row.
We just have been playing really just sound, good football. The fundamentals we're playing with, we're tackling well, we're shedding blocks well. And I think that's a big, big part of why you've seen us really string 3 games in a row.
Last night, the Bengals ripped the Ravens 32-14. Joe Burrow back at quarterback for Cincinnati. He threw 2 touchdown passes while his defense forced 5 Baltimore turnovers, ending the Ravens' 5-game winning streak. Black Friday brings us 2 NFC division leaders, the Bears and the Eagles. College football's final regular season weekend, plenty of rivalry games coming up, including today's Egg Bowl between number 7 Mississippi and Mississippi State. The Rebels' Lane Kiffin expected to announce his coaching plans tomorrow, and that could have an impact on the playoff. College hoops, number 4 Duke down number 22 Arkansas in Chicago. Cameron Boozer with 35 points on the same floor where his father Carlos played 4 of his 13 NBA seasons. And Dad had a courtside seat last night. That's Friday Sports.
And we have a triple header coming up this Sunday on KPRL. And it will be the Vikings and the Jets. Former Bearcat Josh Oliver playing tight end with the Vikings. The Raiders will take on the Chargers for whatever reason, and then it's Denver and Washington. Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Avila Traffic Safety in Atascadero. They're online, avilatraffic.com. Turning out mostly sunny, right around 70. Couple of clouds, but mostly clear tonight and overnight. Lows in the upper 30s. Sunny on your Friday with highs in the upper 60s. Saturday, pretty much the same. Sunday, what the heck, we'll call it upper 60s as well. Then mid-60s Monday, Tuesday, low 60s Wednesday, Thursday, and back to mid-60s a week from today. Today's UV index will be 3 up and down. 6:52 a.m., 4:51 p.m. We are at 34 degrees, and it does feel like it. My toes are cold. Weather was brought to you by Avila Traffic, where they service, supply, rent, and they sell traffic control equipment on El Camino Real Atascadero. The right choice, AM 1230, KPRL 99.3 FM.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
World Famous Pet Alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They are San Luis Obispo County-wide approved concealed carry training team. Checking in to see what animals may be out and about and get them home where they want to be. But if anything like the 2 furry felines at our house, they were walking around. Their necks are probably sore this morning because their heads were... got wires stuck in my... around my chair. Smelling all the good stuff in the house. So they were doing that, but they survived. All right, there's nothing to report, of course, Chris. On Fridays, you know, most of the time you're off the hook for you doing any brain surgery or anything like that. All right, let's see here. If you lose one or find one, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230, except today, nobody is here. Well, Chris and I, but the office is closed. So, reception at kprl.com. She works 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. If you, all right, Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Just visit them online, Uncle Ed's. Excuse me. AtascaderoGunShop.com. All right, hopefully I can get this whole song in there, although I did edit it because it gets a little long, but it's maybe easy. Trivia brought to you by Joe's Place, Pass Robles in Templeton, and the One Niner Diner. You're qualifying for a gift certificate. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. All right, it's Friday, so I play a little bit of a tease of a song. Call in if you know the name of the song or the artiste. And again, the important rules are you must not answer a question with a question and watch your inflection. when you answer the question so it doesn't sound like a question. And again, if you've qualified or won, last 30, 90 days for the winner, 30 for the qualifying. Give other people a chance because, well, that's the right thing to do. This should be a no-brainer here. But what the heck, here we go. KPRL, and let's see here. VH1 has ranked this song number 12 on the list of 100 greatest dance songs. Rolling Stone has ranked it 100 in their list of the 200 greatest dance songs of all time. All time. And I can... No, I don't want to give you that hint yet. Hi, good morning.
Pablo Cruz.
Not Pablo Cruz, not at all. I would never, ever do that.
I think I know this one, by the way.
Wow. I may give you the gift certificate just for knowing it. It's against the rules. This gentleman, he appeared at the fair a few years ago, and I understand he's quite the entertainer. Puts on a really good show. A really good show. By the way, this was one of this group's five number one hits on the United States Billboard Hot 100. I'm surprised those of you from this era haven't gotten this one yet. I'll play a little bit more of a tease on it here. Let's go to the phone line. Hi, good morning.
Hi. Get Down Tonight.
Yes, Get Down Tonight. KC and the Sunshine Band. May I have your name, please?
Victoria Mahalik.
All right, Victoria, enjoy the song. We got to go. Here it is. Released in February of 1975. Number one, a biggin'. KC and the Sunshine Band. Harry Wayne Casey on the lead. And it was originally titled something else, which I will let you know the original title when this song is done. Was the first of their five number one hits on the U.S. Billboard chart. It also reached top of the Billboard Hot Soul singles and reached number one in Canada, got to number two, let's see here, we're number five in the Netherlands and elsewhere around the world. It did very, very well. The song was originally titled What You Want Is What You Get, before they changed it to Get Down Tonight, which is kind of interesting because you may remember a song, Is What You See Is What You Get, from the, I forget the name of the group of the late 60s, but that was What You Want Is What You Get. All right, so, and that was, it was part of the big disco stuff way back in the mid to late 70s. All right, two more to go. This hour of the Morning Exchange brought to you by Sam's Tree Service.
The number one choice for news. This is KPRL Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero.